Joining us on the official Raiders podcast, friend Guy Fieri, who is not only a restaurateur, an author, a TV personality, a game show host. He's just an entrepreneur, but a diehard Raider fan. Guy, thanks a lot for doing this. How you been, brother?
Brother, I've been fantastic. Thanks for having me. And, man, we couldn't be kicking off a better season. I'm so stoked to talk about anything Raiders.
Well, I'll tell you, 3-1 out of the gate, 3-0 on the road. And you get this all the time because we'll get to you going up to Napa and the players that you know. But 3-0, when the schedule came out, it didn't look like a beast because some of the teams they were playing only had 4 or 5 wins. But all of that travel, are we ready to put that behind us now and the Raiders don't have to worry about going east?
Well, I think being a guy that travels a bunch and I spend a lot of time on the road, I know what the drag is. It's all kinds of things, from just getting packed and being ready and getting there and getting acclimated and going to a different hotel, a different facility. I mean, all those kind of things really take their toll. I know that, you know, most people that go on the road are having a vacation, but for these guys, it's incredibly tough. And the resiliency and how they performed, I mean, you just got to be – I've got a restaurant in Baltimore, so – You can be assured that there were some phone calls made right after that.
It's a great start to the team. Where do you want to start off first? Let's go with the offense with Derek Carr, and you've seen his growth and the ability to throw it wide to Crabtree and Cooper. I mean, it just seems like they're all on the same page. The chemistry has been amazing.
1,000-plus yards, 9 TDs. He's looking well. He is the leader. He is the man. He's stepping up, and especially in tough times. And you gotta love Crabtree, though. I mean, 300-plus, and look at that game against the Ravens. Every time you need him, the man's there. And we could spend the whole day. You already do this on a regular basis, sit there and give all the accolades. But what a proud time. I mean, we've been through some tough years and some lean years, and then to see that coming together and Coach Del Rio. I mean, Jack, he's got it. I mean, he's got it going. This is our time.
Guy Fieri is our guest. Guy, losing Marcel Reese was big. You're really good friends with him. So am I. He's such a big part. I'm sure you saw the quote from Mark Davis. He considers him a member of the Raiders. Once a Raider, always a Raider. He was there through some lean times, but he's going to be a friend of yours and a member of the Raider Nation and have a job years from now with the Silver and Black. He's real special.
Yeah, you know, I just spent some really great time with Marcel right before the announcement. And, you know, there was no talk of it and no discussion of it and no anticipation of it, at least from my side. And I really didn't see it coming. And I can't say that I'm even, you know, I didn't even know if you and I were going to talk about it. It's a very tender subject. I mean, he's a very dear friend of mine, my kids. I mean, my little guy, Ryder, who's probably the biggest fan, has his jersey hanging in his room. You know, I had to break it to him like I was telling him that, you know, the dog died. I didn't, you know, how do you tell your kid that? And
yeah,
still trying to explain it. But, you know, I think that it is true. Once a Raider, always a Raider. And I don't think Marcel's ready by any means to hang it up. But I think at the end of the game, at the end of the day, I think Marcel will be back. And as anybody that knows him, he's a true man, a true leader, a true friend, a true player, and we'll be. This isn't the last the Silver and Black will see of Marcel. I'm sure of that.
Absolutely, Guy Fieri is our guest on the official Raiders podcast. Now on the defensive side, Khalil Mack bringing in Carl Joseph, who you saw blitzing at the end of the game in Baltimore. Reggie Nelson had 8 interceptions last year. DJ Hayden's getting better. Amerson's one of the best shutdown corners out there, and the defensive line's improving. It's really impressive, Guy, that after the first 2 games, giving up all those yardage that Jack Del Rio and Ken Norton Jr. got to that defense, talked to them, and got them focused again so they could get on a bit of a roll here.
Well, Mack is, you know, you look about a player that can elevate a team, and it's the whole team. I mean, we always have to remember that. It's not just one player. But you look at Mack, you look at his intensity, and the funny thing is, as intense as he is and as just threatening as he is, the nicest guy in the world. I mean, you sit there and talk to him, and he's very cool and very humble and very, you know, very, very just great all-around guy. But when you look at it and you start to look at the game and the elevation of it, cylinders are firing, man. People are getting loud and proud. I mean, we're playing Silver and Black football all day long now, and I think Mac is the I think he's the catalyst.
Let's talk about you and the success you've had as a young Raider fan, and then with the businesses, the connection on television, your vision to put your brand on TV, and then connect with fans all over the country and all over the world. For all the Raider fans listening and everybody else on this podcast, what do you think has been the key to your success? Is it vision? Is it energy? Surrounding yourself with good people? What is it?
Well, JT, we've known each other long enough that you know it couldn't be vision, because it's all just kind of, it kind of turns into its own whirlwind. But I'll honestly tell you, brother, I really think it's surrounding yourself with great people, you know, and not to keep bringing everything back to the Raiders, but of course, this is the official podcast. It is. It's surrounding yourself with great people and having people that share the same energy, and we'll get to vision of what you're trying to achieve. You know, started out as a chef. All I wanted to have is just one of my own restaurant. Came from Los Angeles in the mid '90s up to the wine country. This is the place I wanted to have a family. I want to raise my kids up here, and it was just about doing it and getting it done, having a restaurant and being successful, and that was it. And, you know, it's definitely been greater opportunities to come beyond just having one restaurant, and now multiple restaurants. We're getting ready to open in South Africa and Dubai, and you know, we've got them all across the United States. So it's been a really great opportunity, but the truth is, couldn't do it, wouldn't be here where I'm at without a great team and a great family, and just have blessings every day, man. It's really a great... It's a great ride.
Guy Fieri is our guest. Your son's connection, your connection to UNLV. I ask this because it's the elephant in the room when we talk about Oakland politics and the stadium up there and what's happening at times when you're on the ground in Vegas, and to see all the money that's being raised in Vegas as they want a football team. How complicated of an issue has that been for you as you talk to Raider fans, especially around the country, let alone the ones in the Bay Area?
Well, I'll tell you about being a Raider fan, and those of us that, you know, the true Raider, even if you're a part-time Raider fan, being a Raider fan, you are a different person compared to everybody else in the league. Everybody wants to be a Raider fan. Everybody wants to, you know, because you see it. I mean, it's a silver and black. It's there. There's a legacy and an energy that no other team has been able to capture. I mean, that's really the truth. And there's phenomenal teams out there with phenomenal players and great legacies, but there's just something about being a Raider. So, of course, you know, I'll be in a city and people will be standing, where are you from? Jeff, how do you do? And your team is, and I'll say, well, I'm a Raider. You know, you don't say my favorite team is. You just say I'm a Raider. And if the eye rolls and the comments will be made and so forth. But we all know, and I tell them all, deep down inside, you know you want to be a Raider. Don't sit there and hate. You know, don't, I don't hear your comments. You know, and especially when we had tough years, you know, of course, everybody's got their comments. But here's my feeling, JT, really, and this is the truth. We are the Oakland Raiders. We will always be the Oakland Raiders, and that's what it is. Unfortunately, the economics of the situation, the politics of the situation, whatever is going on, if we're not able to stay here, then the only place that I would really, I mean, of course, L.A. was always an option. Vegas would be fantastic. You're talking to a guy that went to college at UNLV. I'm a running rebel. You know, I was there when we won the NCAA. Fantastic town for sports. A lot of people, you know, Vegas has there's a big collective of folks that live there. I mean, it's not like it's a little old Vegas of the 70s. I mean, that's a home for millions of folks. And I think that it would be, if that was our only choice, or if that was the option that came available besides Oakland, I think it would be great. I think that Vegas would open its arms. I think they'd build them a great stadium. Do I want us to leave Oakland? Absolutely not. I live in NorCal, man. I'm going to the game on Sunday. I do not want to see this happen, but some things are just out of our power.
We're wrapping it up with Guy Fieri. Guy, when you look at this game, you mentioned the Charger game, then it's Kansas City. There's that trip.
The 1-3 Chargers?
The 1-3 Chargers.
Oh, you meant to say the 1-3 Chargers.
I meant to say it.
Or the 2-2 Chiefs. I didn't know which one you had mentioned.
Absolutely.
I just want to take a moment to highlight that.
I know how you do it. I know how you do it. And then after that, the Florida road trip, Jacksonville, Tampa, where they stay back-to-back. And then you look at Denver. Denver is looming with Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch. No more Peyton Manning. The defense is their calling card, but I think Carr can go up and down the field on anybody. Do you feel that the Raiders are hunting down a wild card? Are you pretty sure that they can match up if they keep winning and knock Denver off eventually and win the West?
Now, you just took me from 0 to 10,000 miles an hour. So pardon me that I can't. Your brain works so fast the way you talk sports. And I have to. Let me just get back to this back to back on the East Coast. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, what do we have? 2 sacks against this? I mean, look at this front line that the Carr has and the way the team's playing, the energy, the momentum. I mean, look at Jack. Let's talk about the Saints game. We didn't get into that topic. I texted Jack right after the game, and I said, huge, huge, and then there was another word behind it. I said, man, you come on. And he goes, yeah, we needed to win that. That's what we came to do. And I thought, that's balls, man. That's just the way you do it. So I think that. Yeah, I think everybody's scared. I think everybody's questioning. I think everybody, you know, looking at pulling out the game at Baltimore, just looking at this, you know, being on the road and winning, putting these pieces together. I mean, this Charger game will be another definitive move for us. So do I think that we've got a hunt? I absolutely do. Do I think people are scared? I think they absolutely should be.
I need a 2-hour podcast to promote everything you're doing. Send everyone, please, to your social media. Where can we find you online? I know you got books coming out all the time. What's new and exciting with you?
You know what? Doing some, like I said, doing some new restaurants. Got 2 restaurants down in Vegas now. Just opened one up in Louisville, Kentucky. Opened one up in Norfolk. Doing that up at the... you know, up in Connecticut, you know, little projects, a new cookbook, Guy Fieri Family Food, a whole cookbook about the food that we do here at my house with my family, my kids. So, you know, just a little few projects. But more importantly, we have the Chargers on Sunday at home. And that's just what's most important, right?
You're the best. Thanks for joining us on the Official Raiders Podcast. Not only will I see you in Oakland, I'll see you at rock concerts, I'll see you on the road, and the friendship continues. And I know, speaking from the Raider Nation, we really appreciate you joining us. All the best, my friend.
You're the best, JT. Thanks for having me.